Good morning. I'm Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us two guests. We have Duvay Buchanan, who's down in Dallas with Unilin, a division of Mohawk. How you doing, Duvay?
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks for having us, Kemp.
Sure. And we also have Karen Shoemaker. And Karen, I believe you're, in Dalton?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and you're also with Unilin, division of Mohawk. The reason that I wanted to get you guys with us today, you guys actually have some news, and actually it's news that I think is very interesting to some of our listeners because it's centered around this whole new standard or legislation coming out of California called the CARB, or California Air Resource Board, which is, new standards for engineered hardwood. What can you tell us about CARB?
Well, CARB is actually the acronym for the California Air Resources Board, which happens to be a division of the California EPA, and they are responsible for improving air quality in California, and they establish limits for air contaminants, and in this situation, it will be the formaldehyde emissions from composite wood products.
Okay. And I guess you guys were very recently able to earn first and second level certification against these standards, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. There's two phases to the CARB. There's a phase one, which went in effect January 1, and then there's a phase two that goes in effect January 2011. So we basically, basically the key factor that enabled us to accomplish that in all three of our brands, that would be the Mohawk brand, the Columbia brand, as well as the Century brand, is a patented technology that was developed by Columbia Forest Products, and it's called PureBond. And PureBond is a formaldehyde-free engineered flooring technology.
Okay.
And what's interesting about that is that Columbia Forest Products had developed that actually pre-2006, and they actually had launched that in their products, their plywood products. And so it's actually been, we've had a long partnership with Columbia Forest Products prior to acquiring their flooring division, and this is one of the technologies that's come out of that.
Okay, so basically what you're talking about, I mean, the core board is really what you're talking about, right? I mean, when you make an engineered hardwood floor, you have the true veneer on the top, and you guys purchase source this core board from Columbia Products for your products, and it's basically formaldehyde free, right?
No, not anymore. We when we acquired them, we actually acquired the whole flooring business.
Oh, okay.
Include the engineered plants.
I see.
And so we actually make all our wood products in our plants today.
Oh, I see. All right.
What we have the technology that we use from Columbia Forest Products was the PureBond technology.
I see. Okay. All right.
Which is the enabler to allow us to achieve the phase one and phase two CARB.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, Duvay. I mean, I know some people have dreaded this new legislation, and we all know that California is usually, you know, out front when it comes to tightening down on things, and they're the ones a long time ago that are, I mean, the reason we all have catalytic converters on our cars is because of California, and sometimes I think what comes out of California is good, and sometimes it's not. I mean, let's talk about formaldehyde for a minute. Isn't formaldehyde a natural component found in nearly all wood products?
Yes, it is. It is. But the issue that the folks in California are addressing is the added formaldehyde.
Oh, added formaldehyde. Okay.
The added formaldehyde, yes. They understand that, you know, most natural living things produce a level of formaldehyde.
Mm-hmm.
But in their goal to improve indoor air quality, this is one of the things that they had focused on.
I see. And what is the source of this formaldehyde that's the added? Is it adhesives, or where is it coming from?
It's a component of the adhesive.
I see. All right. So I guess you guys really kind of appreciate the fact that CARB's come out with this new standard because, based on some technology that Columbia Wood Products has come up with, you're ahead of the game, right?
Yes, it puts us in a pretty good competitive position. And, you know, when we look at our business and we talk about innovation, this is another tool for our customers and their customers to use in selling our products. So, you know, innovation has been a part of our wood business going back when we introduced Scotchgard technology.
Right.
We did it again with the Uniclick glueless technology, and now we're doing it again with PureBond technology. So it's been a part of, I will say, our makeup in a certain way. But yeah, this is going to benefit all our customers, the consumers, and even our employees.
So are you guys going to be the only companies that make an engineered hardwood that's able to earn this? Well, I think phase one was one level, and phase two is much harder. Are you the guys probably going for some time now be the only ones available to have phase one and phase two certification?
Yeah, I think, you know, the others obviously are competitors are working on it, obviously, if they want to be able to sell in California.
Yeah.
And you know, many of them have achieved the phase one level.
Right.
The phase two level will be a little bit more challenging for them, but I think it at least gives us a year, maybe a year and a half up.
Okay. And phase one kicks in when? And phase two, I know you said this, but let me just catch it again.
Yeah, phase one kicked in January 1.
Okay. And phase two is in 2010?
2011.
And what is the difference between one and two?
It's basically the amount, the allowable amount of emissions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So once you go into phase one, there's a certain number, and then when you go into phase two, there's another number that you have to hit, which basically lowers the bar.
Okay. As you're out there in the marketplace in California now, you can say we're already in compliance.
Yes. Yes. Okay. We're doing this across our whole business, so we're not just doing it for California, but all our products are transitioning to this PureBond technology. So our intention is to market it the same way we would in California across the entire country.
All right. So regardless of whether it's a Mohawk or a Columbia or a Century Flooring engineering wood product, across all those brands, they all have this phase one and phase two certification.
That's correct.
Okay. Can you fill us in a little bit on how business is doing and maybe where some of your growth areas are?
Yeah. Business is what it is right now. I think there's been many people that have talked about it. You know, we acquired Columbia back in 2007.
Right.
And we had pretty good market share pre-acquisition.
Uh-huh.
Columbia has given us a foothold in the U.S. with a manufacturing footprint.
Yeah, I mean, actually, it was part of that acquisition. I think there were four plants, weren't they?
That's
that
correct.
Right? Yeah, okay.
That's correct.
So you by buying Columbia, you went from being almost a, you know.
We basically had our business model was based on sourcing.
Right, exactly. And now you manufacture what you sell.
We manufacture what we sell, and we still maintain certain products that are sourced as well.
Uh-huh.
But the great majority of our business is manufactured in our plants.
And so what are you doing to be able to be well-positioned as the market starts to recover?
Well, in the last year, we've invested in new products in all three brands. So as of late, last year, we invested about 150 products in the Mohawk channel. We revamped the Columbia channel, which was about 200 SKUs.
Right.
And we revamped the Century assortment, which was about 100 SKUs as well. And so we've given our customers better products. We've given them, we've improved our service with them. And we've also improved our quality, the quality of our products.
Mm-hmm.
And to further that, we've introduced certain ingredient brands, is what we call them, i.e. Scotchgard in the Mohawk segment. We've introduced Uniclick, and now we're introducing PureBond. So these are all, great products, great innovation, and fantastic service and quality that we are, you know, very focused on implementing in the marketplace.
And another thing that I think that is interesting, and correct me if I'm wrong, but almost all, if not all, your products are made in the United States, right?
Yeah, if you look at the Century and Columbia brand, 100% of those products are made here in the United States.
Right.
And then if you look at the Mohawk brand, the great majority of all those products are made here in the United States as well.
Well, you guys got a lot going for you. You're ahead of the game and when it comes to CARB certification in California. I appreciate you guys being with us. And we've been talking to Karen Shoemaker and Duvet Buchanan. Karen, I guess you're product manager, and Duvet is vice president of hardwood products with Uniland, a division of Mohawk. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.